All right, Matthew, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hold on, we can't hear you. Let me. On the side, it's on the side. Oh. Might be super loud. Hold on, we're still working on audio.
You're good.
Okay, there we are. We got
You hear me?
you. Yeah. So we've only got two members of the planning commission here, so we don't have a full quorum, but the ones that are here, we're wondering if you can just do a quick run through of it. And I think ultimately what we'll have to do is we'll just reschedule the public hearing for the next meeting on the 15th and kind of go through it again then as well. But since we've got a couple here, the thought was let's just go through it real quick. So if
Okay.
you want to give us the 5-minute version.
Yeah, I can do a quick presentation. I recognize some of the faces in there, so I'm sure some of you this will be a repeat presentation, but me share my screen. Oh, could you give me access to share my screen? Perfect. All right. Can everyone see that?
Yep.
Okay. So for those of you who are unaware or haven't really been as involved in the project, this is a transportation master plan element of the general plan. So it's an update to that transportation element. And so as part of this, we created this website that houses all of the maps that we've created, as well as a report that we've created with all of the transportation related data. And so this is going to go to public hearing. As Dan mentioned, it'll probably be on the 15th that we'll have to do an official public hearing. And then at that point, the Planning and Zoning Commission can recommend to the council, and it can be adopted by the council as an ordinance as part of the general plan. Where we don't have the pub where we're not officially having the public hearing tonight, we'll leave the comments open to the public. So we have this online comment form. I know that if you go to the website, there's like an alert that pops up that shows the story map website as well as the comment form. So you can come in here and provide your feedback on the transportation master plan. We'll leave that open. Okay, so I'll just go through the maps real quick. That's really the bulk of what we studied. So we started out, I'll start with this one here. This one right here. We started out by driving all of the roads in the city to determine the condition of the road. And we gave them a grade on a scale of 1 to 5. So 1 is the roads that are in the best condition, so like a brand new road, basically. And then 5 are the roads that are in the worst condition. And you can see the coloring here. So green is good, red is less good, I guess. And so, based off of this data that we collected, we created a treatment plan for every road in the city. And that treatment plan is here. And there's different types of treatment for each road based off of the condition of the pavement. So you can see those down here. You've got a just a crack seal and a chip seal, which is going to be for your better roads, just a preservation. A 2-inch asphalt overlay, which is a little more intensive for roads that are starting to fall apart. And then a repaving. That's what these top two are. They're just different repaving methods for the roads that are in the worst condition. And we phased this treatment plan out so that if you go over here and check these boxes, you can see the different phases of which roads are going to have the highest priority for treatment. The roads that have the highest priority, and this may sound counterintuitive, but those are the roads that are in good condition. So those are your roads which You don't want them to fall apart, so we want to preserve them before we start really getting into the roads that are in poor condition. It's a lot less expensive to preserve a road than to rebuild a road. So you can see that phasing here. And then you can select individual roads as well, and it will tell you the size of the road, the treatment, the estimated cost of the road, and then the grade of the road and kind of how it graded on various types of asphalt fatigue or failure. So all of that information's in this map here for every road in the city. In case anyone has any questions about a particular road, you can come here to access that. Any questions on that portion of the mapping? Okay. Something else we looked at is crash history. Here in Eureka, the vast majority of crashes are on Main Street. Which makes sense. That's your busiest road. That's your road with the highest speeds and the highest volumes. But you can use this to kind of pinpoint which areas of the city maybe have higher crash occurrence over the past 10 years. That being said, this is all relative to Eureka. So where there aren't very many crashes, two crashes in one location will look like it's a really hot spot. But that doesn't necessarily indicate that. It's in need of a safety improvement, if that makes sense. We also collected traffic counts on some of the more primary roadways in the city. So if you click on one of these blue dots, you can see the ADT is your average daily traffic volume. So this Arlington Avenue on the west side has 47 vehicles per day. And then we also include speed data. So 85% of people are driving 24 miles per hour or slower. And then we also include heavy truck data as well for all of these different roadways. Any questions on that?
Where did you get that from?
Where did we get what from?
Where did you get that from, that data?
So we went out and set up traffic counts. I don't know if you remember, it was about a year ago, late last summer. There were these two black tubes we laid across the road, and we set up a counter connected to the tubes. And then when cars drive over them, it counts the vehicle. And we set them out for about a week to collect all of that data.
It was about a year ago, like you said, so it's been a while.
What was that, Dan?
Oh, nothing. She was just said she didn't remember seeing them.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, they were only out for about a week, so okay. And then this map here is a road surface type map. So basically, this map, if it loads, it's taking a second to load. Maybe. It seems to be struggling loading right now, but basically what this map has, there's some blue lines, some red lines, and some yellow lines, which represent paved roads, gravel roads, and dirt roads. And so it's all of the roads that the city owns and maintains, and that gets submitted to UDOT, and that's how UDOT determines funding for the city's Class C road funds. It would be based off of this map, which I don't know why that's not loading. I'll have to look at that and make sure it's not an issue. But that's what this map is for, so the city can get an accurate amount of money from UDOT for the Class C road funds. And then this map is showing, so this is how UDOT classifies roads. So they classify roads through a system called functional classification. So you have arterial roads are like your busiest roads, so that's Main Street. Collector roads are your kind of medium busy roads, and then local roads are roads that are meant for really for local access and not for moving traffic around. So here in Eureka, on the left, you see UDOT's map. So it's hard to see because UDOT uses this green color for the arterials, which is really hard to see. But Main Street is your only arterial road, so that's your primary corridor through the city. And then on the right, you're seeing what we're proposing. We're proposing reclassifying a few of your more major roads with the higher traffic volumes as collector roads. That's the purple and yellow roads. And then additionally, we've built out some future roadways to the west and to the east. And we've done that to kind of to function as a guide for development. So when development comes in, they kind of know what the city's vision is for future road connections, which can hopefully help with traffic mobility in the future. Any questions on this map? Okay. That's kind of the bulk of the maps that we have in the project. Well, I guess I'll just go over this documents tab real quick. Once the report gets adopted, we have a draft of the report in there right now that you can go through that just has all the raw data from all of the maps. So it has like the traffic counts that we took. It has tables of all of the data in the traffic counts. Once this is adopted, we'll upload a final copy of the report, which will look a lot prettier than this. But and then we just have some additional links to other important city websites. Any questions on the transportation master plan, comments, concerns?
I was trying to bring myself up to speed before the meeting, so I was reading through the master plan report and it looked good to me. I just happened to see a couple of places where it said Carbon County instead of Juab County.
Oh, okay.
Just some things to maybe fix.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go and double check that and fix those references. Okay. Yeah, like I said, we'll leave this public comment open for another couple weeks until the next Planning Commission meeting. But yeah, that's everything I had for this evening. If there's no more questions.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks,
Yeah,
man.
thank you.
We'll let you go ahead and jump off, and yeah, we'll get it rescheduled. I'll touch base with you later. So,
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, everyone.
thanks.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah, just get us on the schedule for the 15th.
Patricia, will you put that on and send a notice to all of them?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Seven. Whoops. The workshop. Are we having the work meeting at six? Six, okay.
Yep, that'll work.
Six thirty.
We'll be carrying.
Public hearing at 6:30. Well, the members of the board are the. I think you need to be informed a little bit so that if there are questions, I guess we know here at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted the public hearing beforehand at 6 and the meeting at 6:30, that would work as well.
What do you think? I think it would be good to have some discussion after it. I'm not sure. Just to be seen, to see what we just seen, I think there could be a lot of questions if people were involved.
Either way, I'll be here at 6 and we'll do whichever one you want first.
Right,
How's that
we'll
sound?
do it. So another email out to everyone. Okay.
Well, how doesn't there need, if it's going to be a public hearing, it needs to be what?
14 days ahead.
14 days. So if you do it tomorrow, I think it'll be exactly 14.
Well, I'll have to do it.
Or do it tonight, yeah.
Because I'm off tomorrow, but I'll put it off tomorrow.
Well, if you do it tonight, then, you know.